This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In less than 2 weeks now, voters in California will decide whether gay marriage should be allowed under the state's constitution. If passed, Proposition 8 would ensure that only a marriage between a man and a woman would be valid.
By law, marriage is an institution for those 18 years and older, but children much younger have recently become the focus of the Yes on 8 campaign. For the past 2 weeks, supporters of the initiative have been running an ad. It features a young girl who excitedly brings a book called King and King home to her mother.
Mom, guess what I learned in school today?
What, sweetie?
I learned how a prince married a prince, and I can marry a princess.
That ad was based on the real-life story of Robin and Rob Worthlin, a Mormon couple from Massachusetts where gay marriage is legal. 2 years ago, their son's teacher read King and King to a second-grade class.
It was very confusing to him. We had to
sit him down and just explain that as a family, we value a different way of thinking about marriage.
The Worthlins complained to their son's school.
We wish that our school had told us that they are going to be teaching about gay marriage, and we wish that we would have had the choice and the opportunity to excuse our child from class.
Eventually, the Worthlins filed a lawsuit. A U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that public schools are not obliged to shield students from ideas which are potentially offensive to their parents. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the Worthlins' case. Around that same time, a group of public school first graders in San Francisco took a field trip to City Hall, where their teacher, Aaron Carter, got married to another woman.
And you, Carrie, take this woman, Aaron, to be your lawful wedded wife.
I do.
The event was captured in an online video for the San Francisco Chronicle. When Aaron Carter emerged from City Hall, she says she was surprised to find her students tossing rose petals.
They've heard me talking about my wedding, and they know that I was out of school for a week to take my honeymoon, and I just can't believe they came today. I feel really blessed.
The trip was optional and had been organized by parents, not the school. But supporters of Proposition 8 cite this story and the Worthlins case as proof that the gay marriage initiative could affect California's schools.
Yes on 8! Yes on 8!
This week, a group called Yes on 8, Protect Marriage, held a rally at a church in Sacramento where campaign manager Frank Schubert addressed the crowd.
But if you believe that children should be protected, that parents should have a right to talk with them on their own timetable, then you will vote yes on Proposition A.
Yes!
Kate Kendall of the No on 8 campaign likens the tactics of her opponents to the ones used to defeat former presidential candidate John Kerry. She argues that Prop 8's defeat will have no negative effect on kids, a message that's been echoed by Jack O'Connell, California's superintendent of schools.
The Yes on Proposition 8 ads that I have seen are misleading, inaccurate, and they are really irrelevant to the initiative itself.
O'Connell says if Proposition 8 is defeated, that will have no bearing on the state's education code.
There is no requirement, no mandate for any school in the state of California to have this required as a course.
Recently, the No on 8 campaign has been touting O'Connell's endorsement in radio and TV ads of their own.
They want to eliminate rights, and they're using lies to persuade you.
Kate Kendall of the No on 8 campaign says she's saddened to see kids dragged into this political battle, but she says it's easy to see why that's happened.
There is probably no more protective part of human nature than when a parent feels like they need to protect their children.
Proposition 8 is one of 12 initiatives Californians will vote on come November 4th.